taking these opening moments to get nicely settled into our postures, to cultivate some ease in the posture. So just noticing how the body is feeling, perhaps a little scanned through. Noticing any tension that even just the awareness itself leads to release, letting go. Perhaps through the face. And down the neck and shoulders. And down through the arms to the fingertips. Opening, noticing, and letting, releasing, letting go happen. Just with the awareness. And feeling down through the torso, through the chest and belly, and softening, letting softening happen. And along the length of the back, adjusting posture as needed. Maybe a little shoulder roll and dropping of the shoulders and the shoulder blades, and then softening. Letting go of unnecessary tension down to the tailbone. And all through the pelvis. Softening, releasing, letting go. And then all the way through the legs and down to the toes. Again, adjusting. As need be, as the awareness shows. Letting ourselves open into a friendly, interested awareness. And with that, connecting with breathing, some nice full breaths, feeling them through the whole body. letting the breathing relax and settle into whatever rhythms it has. Being aware of the breathing wherever it's comfortable and easy, pleasant even. And you might care to bring a little extra attention to the out-breath. Even gently extending the out-breath without forcing it. And with that, continuing to notice and appreciate the release, the softening, the letting go that just happens with breathing out. Coming back as attention wanders. And as attention wanders and we notice it, a thought, an emotion, various sensations and sounds, we can notice too if the mind has gotten busy with it and if there's a feeling of tension with that, in the breathing or anywhere in the body. And so we can name those experiences and we can open wisely and compassionately to that tension. Feel into it and let the awareness and perhaps the feelings of the out-breath really help to soften, release, and let go. And then when that experience feels done, returning to breathing with possible slight extra emphasis on noticing breathing out. if the body has gotten into a tight grip, then let yourself shift from the breathing to scanning through again and letting that softening, releasing, and letting go happen. Letting the out-breath facilitate that. And then when you feel settled and grounded again, as best you can, returning to simply breathing. And appreciating breathing out, softening, releasing, and letting go. Not pushing away experiences, appreciating that they arise out of a multitude of conditions and causes. And holding them with compassion, this heart, body, mind, holding it with compassion, tenderness. Giving it the gentle soothing touch of the out-breath. Letting this season of the year, the fall, teach us to soften and release and let go. Softening of the light, the shifting of the weather, the plants letting go, the leaves turning from their summer glory to their autumn glory, and letting go, falling. Falling. As we go about our activities, can we take a little sweet moment to notice the changes in the season and let them teach us to soften and release and let go? To move with the changes. In Mary Oliver's poem, Fall Song, provides a further instruction. Fall Song. Another year gone, leaving everywhere its rich spiced residues, vines, leaves, the uneaten fruits crumbling damply in the shadows. Unmattering back from the particular island of this summer, this now, that now is nowhere except underfoot, moldering in that black subterranean castle of unobservable mysteries. Roots and sealed seeds and the wanderings of water. This I try to remember when time's measure painfully chafes. For instance, when autumn flares out at the last, boisterous and like us longing to stay. How everything lives, shifting from one bright vision to another, forever in these momentary pastures.